Join the conversation now on the WVMT Morning Drive with Kurt and Anthony. 888-414-0303.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive, everybody. Kurt and Anthony here on this Monday morning. And joining us in studio now, someone that I've known for many, many years. And she was in politics for many, many years. Helen Reilly of South Burlington, who had just decided in this last election not to seek re-election. She'd been chair of the board. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks well, we love having people in who have decided to not continue anymore, but did a lot of service to the state and their communities for a long time. And, of course, you fit that bill very perfectly. So, Helen, first of all, let's talk about had you known you were not going to seek re-election to the South Burlington Board, you were chair, for a while, or what led you to decide this was the time to step aside?
I was thinking like in December that maybe this should be the last year. I accomplished a lot, and it's a lot of work.
You were on the South Burlington Board for how many years, and how many years as chair?
12, and I was chair, I think, for 8. And so it just was, it's kind of like in the legislature. You know, you don't pull out in the middle of a term, but you get to a point where it's like, okay, I've done this. You know, it's time for some fresh ideas or some fresh people, and I loved it. But that's when I decided.
Do you have any regrets? Was it tough walking away? Did you have any regrets walking away?
Not really, no. The gentleman who I was supporting for my seat, Laurie Smith, I thought he would really fit the bill very well. And so I was happy to kind of move out.
Yeah, have a succession plan.
And yes, in a sense. Yeah, so that worked out well.
And looking back, Helen, over those years on the board and as chair, what do you see as some of the bigger issues that that you did work on and that you accomplished? And, well, let's start there. What were some of the biggest issues in South Burlington?
Well, I think during my tenure, a couple things. I think I brought back real civility to the board. So we had very open, sometimes lengthy discussions in public, you know, during the council meetings on all sorts of topics. And that hadn't always been the history. So I'm proud of that, and that seems to, I hope it will continue. In terms of policy, I think the whole city center concept, I started out with Kevin Dorn, and he and I would have these...
as the town manager.
He was the town manager. Meet and greets, you know, and we were telling people how wonderful this might be in the city hall and the new library. And that came to fruition. And so it's been a work in progress for quite a while.
And development continues over there. I was just over there the other day, right?
I've been gone a month, and I drove down Market Street, and I was like, whoa, yeah, this is all built up, isn't it? It's going to be, like a real downtown.
It's amazing to think, you know, you from the transition that South Burlington, the last 12 years, it really has been transformative. I mean, you think about the police station and just that and the city center, it must give you, yeah, I mean, you got to feel good about looking back and saying, you know, this, I'm proud of that. I'm happy.
I am. We also acquired considerable land for open space that I think was really important, is really important to climate change and having a nice place to live with some open space that you don't have to drive to.
Helen, what do you think about the what we hear a lot of times from people in South Burlington of most councillors seem to come from one section of the city.
Oh, right.
And so because of that, they've suggested maybe South Burlington should go to something like what Burlington has,
mm-hmm.
where you run in wards rather than in all of South Burlington. What do you think of that? Do you think it's a real issue?
It's probably a real issue for some people, probably the business community, because they spend a lot of money getting people like me unelected. but I was opposed to it because I think even though many people come from the Southeast Quadrant, I've never seen anyone approach an issue because of where they lived. So I think it's kind of a bogus argument. I think there's only five of us, and I think we really do have tried to think about what's really good for the entire community.
All right, so you're not a fan of that idea of moving to ward representation?
No. I think that just lends itself to thinking more about where you live and your neighbors in your ward than, so what does the whole city need? What works for all of us?
Helen, thinking of your time on the board, and you know, we also want to spend some time on your long time in the legislature as well. When you look back, though, is there anything that you would view as a disappointment, something that didn't get done or still not resolved, anything among the successes that you look back and say, gosh, I wish we could have got that done?
Well, going way back, before I was on the board, the council, you know, I wish we hadn't torn down 200 houses near the airport.
Yeah.
In light of, that was a big portion of South Burlington's affordable housing.
Yes, it was.
And it was the affordable housing that were largely small, single-family homes, things that nobody's building now.
Right.
So, but that was before my time. I guess from a personal perspective, I wish we didn't have the F-35s because I think they continue to affect the our communities, not just South Burlington, but Winooski.
But don't you think they're important to the Air Guard of Vermont?
Well, they probably were important or are important to the Air Guard, but I think there's a number of operations that could be centralized in the Burlington Airport that would provide good jobs, good pay, you know, a vibrant economy, and not have the impact of the F-35s.
All right, we need to take a break, right?
Yep, we're going to take a real quick break.
When we come back, we're going to get into Helen's legislative career.
Yeah. 888-414.
Cool people about local issues. Every day, the Morning Drive with Kurt and Anthony on FM 96.3 and AM 620 WVMT.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive, everybody. Kurt and Anthony here on this Monday, and we're continuing our discussion now with the recently retired from politics, Helen Reilly from South Burlington. Not only was she on the South Burlington Select Board for many years and chair of the South Burlington Select Board, but she was in the legislature for a long time before that. And that's when I first got to know Helen. Mm-hmm. In fact, looking back to it, you were part of a group of legislators in the 1990s when the Republicans actually were in the majority in the Senate. I was thinking of it as you came in. It was from Chittenden County. It was you and Sarah Geer and Susan Sweetser.
Mm-hmm.
Peter
Brownell.
Peter Brownell was one of them. I mean, you had four.
I think we had a token Democrat.
It's amazing to think back to it that you yes. had four Chittenden County Republican senators back then.
Yes.
Now there aren't any, and it's been quite a while.
That's right. Yeah. I think I was the last
before
one.
Before, I've got some issues I want to talk to you about, but let's go to the phones.
Good morning. You're live on the Morning Drive.
Hi. One of the things I like about this show is that we're able to call in and share an opinion. I work near the South Burlington Air Guard area, and I live in the Burlington area. I hear the F-35s. They're not going every day. I think it's a whole lot of much ado about nothing. I appreciate that they're here. And I think that the person that's saying we shouldn't have them would be very thankful, especially in this tumultuous times, that we have them and that they are trained. And I just wanted to share that opinion because I'm so tired of hearing about the F-35. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Anything you want to add to that, Helen?
Only that, you know, I'm resigned to the fact that they're there. I know we can't change it. We tried. When you asked me what did I regret not being successful about, that was it. But I'm past that now. So that's where it is. It is what it is, and we'll live with it. However, we still lost 200 single-family homes as a result.
Now, Helen, let's go to the legislative career. First, how long were you in the Senate?
I was in the Senate for 8 years and the House for 10.
What did you first join the Senate in, 92, 94?
Oh,
somewhere. I'm asking.
You know, please don't ask me that. I can't remember.
I know you were there in 96.
Yeah.
Which I think you might have been.
I really can't remember.
All right. Well, thinking back to your time there, what do you think were some of the biggest issues there? Was it, did Act 60 come during your time there? What were some of the biggest issues you think that you dealt with?
Well, Act 60 did come when I was in the Senate. No, I think that was the House.
Because you were also maybe in the House.
Maybe it was the Senate. I don't know. Because we had a couple. We had the Morse Giuliani, and then we had something else, and then we had Act 60. So maybe it was when I was in the Senate.
And Act 60 came as a result of the Brigham decision, right? Which said
you got to
come up with a system that provides a substantially equal or equitable education.
Right, right. And it also included some interesting quality improvement aspects that I thought were really needed. I think probably one of the biggest and most difficult, in a way, issues was the same-sex marriage. That sort of overtook the legislature. Now I even forget about it because it's...
Isn't it?
Same, it's equal marriage. But then it was just not the marriage, but the...
Civil unions, right? Civil At the time unions. It was called civil unions.
Oh, yeah. And the place was flooded. You had to kind of decide when you wanted to go to the bathroom and make a dash because there were so many people literally in the halls.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that was, a remarkably big issue. I supported it. I would have gone for marriage at the time, but the advocates thought civil union was the way to go.
I just remember everybody, it was a bit, and I was like, okay. But the line that I remember from that time was, everybody deserves the equal right to be as miserable as married people.
I think Joey Donovan said that on the floor, something like that, when we did the actual marriage bill a few years later, which was that everybody should be...
Right, yeah. Now it seems like, big deal.
I think Joey said something like, we should insist that they have to get married.
Right.
So that was a big one, obviously. That was a historic vote. And as you said, at the time then, it was, it's hard to think back to it, but it was what was called civil unions. And it was controversial, but it later became same-sex marriage when I was there. Anything else you remember about that day? Because obviously so many people there, and it was such an historic vote. But anything?
Yeah.
Was it difficult for you personally? Because obviously a lot of people got, a lot of people were happy and a lot of people weren't happy at the time.
It was not difficult for me. I mean, I was very much in favor. The issue that sort of rankled the most with me was the assertion that this would destroy a man and woman's marriage. And I thought, I have a father-in-law and a mother-in-law, both of whom have been married 4 times. So it was not the fact that there was a gay couple next door who wanted to cohabitate that destroyed their marriages.
The institution of marriage.
Yes, it was so ridiculous. And I think I said something like that on the Senate floor. But anyway,
what were some of the other big issues that you dealt with in your time in the legislature?
Well, I was thinking back, and way in retrospect, one of the first really significant pieces of legislation I think I supported was the formation of the Housing Conservation Trust Fund, which I think now is where people look for money for affordable housing and preserving farms and open space and natural resources, and you know, little did I mean, I thought the concept was fabulous, and it was this incredible coming together of what were at one point really disparate voices, sort of the environmental community and the low-income advocates, and they were always clashing. And this, they came together, and it was really, I think, one of our most significant pieces of legislation that Vermont has ever passed.
And, of course, the housing debate continues to go on today.
Oh, for sure.
And the zoning and Act 250 reform continues to percolate as a huge issue right now in the legislature.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that last year you were in here with Megan Emery talking about your concerns with a proposal that was in front of the legislature at that time.
Uh-huh.
Did you remind us, were you happy with the end result at that, or did it changed.
Yes.
Did you end up being okay with the final product?
I was okay with it. Right now, our Planning Commission has to rejigger some of our LDRs, our land use development regulations, to comply. And I mean, I still think cities like Burlington, South Burlington, who have very robust planning and oversight, and all the rules and regulations, should have been exempt, because I think we were doing exactly what they wanted, but in a way that fit our community. But I we can certainly live with it, and I appreciate why you need to encourage more housing all over the state and not just decide to pave over South Burlington.
Right. Yeah. Other big issues you're looking at that you dealt with?
Yeah. Well, first I want to just mention I love serving with Dick Mazza. Yeah. And I regret that he had to resign, but I certainly understand. And, you know, my heart and love go out to you, Dick, and your family. He was and is such an incredible person. What a role model. Sometimes I think I'm the equivalent of a Republican in the Senate, as Dick was a Democrat.
Yeah.
We almost always voted together.
Sure.
And, you know, his common sense and kind of moderate thinking were very much aligned with mine.
Do you think it's true that a lot of times there's not a lot of difference between a centrist Democrat and a centrist Republican?
Oh, exactly. There's very little. Yeah. And that's what we need to get back to. But other issues that were important, I think, I chaired the Health and Welfare Committee in the Senate, and we passed one of the first mental health parity bills in the country, which required insurance companies to have equal coverage with mental health. So that continues to be a struggle for people, and,
yeah,
and that. But I think we were on the right track. We did a welfare reform. And actually, that's what prompted me to run for the Senate, because the House had passed a very, I thought, thoughtful, reasonable approach to welfare reform that required work and all that kind of stuff, but really thought about, yeah, you should be able to go to college or take courses in order to improve your livelihood. But it got stuck in the Senate.
And so that's one of the reasons that you ran for the Senate, was to make that help get that bill across the finish line in the Senate.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so that was important to me. We did a lot of smoking or anti-smoking legislation.
I was going to say
that I think really, are you an ex-smoker?
No.
Oh, okay. So I think that was important to kind of the health and, mystique maybe of Vermont.
Yeah.
You know, we really were early on in that. And I think another piece, when I served on the Appropriations Committee in the House for a long time, and my area, we were given sort of sections of the budget to be responsible for, and mine was higher ed. And so I did then, and I continue to be a strong advocate for supporting higher education to make it more affordable to Vermonters.
Helen, if you were, we're just about out of time, but if you were talking to someone who was thinking, who had never run before, who was thinking about running for a seat on the select board or in the House or the Senate, what advice would you give to them?
I think the advice would be to really listen to all sides of the argument, consider what you think is really best, and vote with your heart that way and your mind, and not get deflected with fancy language or a lot of pressure or people making demands that...
Listen to all sides and then do what you think is right, ultimately, at the end
yes.
of the day.
Yes, yeah,
And don't, and you'd probably never let the party tell you what to do.
I sure didn't. I am devastated at what's happened to the Republican Party. I am still consider myself a Republican, but the... Aiken, Jeffords, kind
Snelling.
Of. Snelling. Yeah, that kind of Republican, yeah.
All right. Helen Reilly, it's great to have you on the show today. Talk about your long service in the House, in the Vermont Senate, and as chair of the Select Board, the City Council in South Burlington. Thanks for all your service to the state of Vermont and the community of South Burlington over the years.
Well, it was
and that includes your husband, Ted, too.
That's right. That was my pleasure. We both enjoy public
Would you see yourself
service.
Ever running again, or is that it?
No, I don't know.
Time to...
I'm old.
Hey, we need all hands on deck this
year.
Come
yeah. but
all right, Helen Reilly, thanks for being on the Morning Drive today. And like I said, thanks for all the service you've given to us.
Well, thank you for your service as well.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
You guys step up. And people appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to check in with Fox News. Amanda's got the head.